What does it mean to be an American? We've been asking a lot of people that question as part of a Nation Engaged, our election year project, with some member stations. For today's answer, we go to North Carolina and Dan Meyer. He's 70 years old, the recently retired president of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, but it's his religion that guides his view.
You got to start with Genesis 1, and that's God created. And if he created, then he has a plan. And so it's up to me to find out what that plan is and look for what he might reveal.
Dan Meyer recently spoke with NPR's Tom Gelton.
Before running the Chamber of Commerce in Boone, Dan Meyer worked as a marriage counselor and ran a retirement home. And along the way, he taught adult Sunday school.
I grew up in a Christian home where the Bible was a very practical part of our lives. And so it made sense to me as to continue to study as I went along. And if you study it, then you want to be able to share it. And so got involved in teaching. But I've been teaching Sunday school for probably almost 45 years.
As he's doing on this Sunday morning.
Look at Galatians 5:16. Flip over there. So what are those temptations?
Meyer recently returned from helping flood victims in Louisiana. He told me his charity is motivated by his Christian faith, and he thinks America's founding fathers were inspired by such faith back when they drafted the Constitution.
Many documents demonstrate that they really received divine guidance in putting together that Constitution. It's not the Bible, okay? It is a man-made document, but most of the writers of the document acknowledge that God gave them guidance and wisdom in putting that document together.
In Meyer's view, America as a country has gone wrong culturally by straying from some underlying moral principles about personal responsibility, the sanctity of life, and deference to God.
Separation of church and state has totally been misconstrued and misused to malign Christianity and to separate the Christian foundations of our country out of our education system, out of so many things. So I think we need to get back to those basics.
As a Christian, Meyer says he is inspired neither by Donald Trump nor Hillary Clinton. His vote, he says, will probably swing on who they'd appoint to the Supreme Court. Trump has alienated many Christians, but he has promised to name conservative justices. And on this recent Sunday, Meyer had this observation for his Bible class.
You know, the Old Testament is full of situations where God used even evil men to accomplish his will.
He won't say how others should vote, but he shares his feelings on what's at stake.
We're in a desperate straits right now. We have strayed from the founding fathers. We have strayed from the word. But guess what? We have allowed the leadership to become what it is. And we have a responsibility to do what we can to turn people back to the word, to turn people back to biblical principles.
Because to this retired businessman, at least, being American means accepting that America was built on biblical principles and a Christian foundation. Tom Gelton, NPR News, with Dan Meyer at Mount Vernon Baptist Church in Boone, North Carolina.